الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمينAllahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim.
The soil of a believer is their heart.And in that heart, they get the opportunity to plant one seed. Either they can plant the seed of the love of Allah, or they can plant the seed of the love of dunya. Whatever seed is planted, the rest of the body tends to succumb.Meaning, the heart is the primary organ, spiritual organ. Whatever the heart falls in love with, it drives the limbs to act upon, and it drives the mind to think about. If something's in a person's heart, they will leave no stone unturned to achieve their desire. Sometimes you meet people,They reach the pinnacle of sin. Pinnacle of sin, my God. They tell you the story of what they're doing, and they leave no stone unturned. They don't even tire of sin. The reason that that can occur is because their heart is completely corrupted. It's coming from the heart. It's not coming from the mind. It's not coming from anything other than the heart. The heart drives them. The heart...The mind succumbs to the heart and plots and plans how they can do the next, enjoy the next night, and the limbs, they succumb. This is the soil, the heart. All the battle lies in the heart. And the opportunity to plant one of two trees is present. The tree of the love of Allah, whose branches are ibadah and iman, and whose fruits are good manners.And good character and high morals, or the tree of love of dunya, and with love of dunya comes all of the different sins that can arise from the limbs. Everything lies in the heart, the whole battle lies in the heart, and if the heart is good, then the tree is good, and if the tree is good, then the fruits are good. And if the heart is bad,then the tree is bad, and if the tree is bad, then the fruits are bad. So it's very, very important for each of us to put particular emphasis on what we let into this heart. Now, concerning the heart, just a few things. Number one, as I've already mentioned, the heart is the driver ofthe vast majority of what we do. If somebody becomes passionate about something, they will leave no stone unturned. Somebody who loves cinema can watch movies all night and they don't feel tired. They can watch 5-6 movies in a row. They'll keep going. It's coming from the heart. It's not coming from the mind. They don't convince themselves that this is a good thing to do, so we should do this. This is just what their heart, they're passionate, they love it. If they love music, they'll stay out all night listening to music, join the gatherings of music. They'll find the most unique places where they can experience music. Everything lies in the heart. So number one, the heart is the driver, spiritual driver of all organs.And number two, we have to plant a seed in our heart, and the heart does not allow for competitors. You can only plant one seed and one tree will grow. Because of this, we have to be exceedingly careful about our hearts. Exceedingly careful about what we let into this heart. The heart is very sticky. Heart is very sticky. Whatever a person lets into their heart often will stick, and it becomes sometimes difficult to remove. So what are the ways by which things can enter into the heart? Well, there are different, there are a handful of paths. Number one, whatever we look at enters into the heart. Whatever we listen to can enter into the heart. Whatever the mind, thoughts the mind generates, there's a two-way connection between the heart and the mind. Whatever we touch, whatever we feel, these are all things that can enter into the heart. Just look at any advertiser. They send you a magazine, and they put a picture of two smiling people next to a couch. And even though we don't appreciate it, we see it. Our mind takes a snapshot of it. The idea that I can be happy, I need this couch, this room looks very nice, this quickly enters into our hearts. And once it enters into our hearts, now the heart begins to remind the mind, hey, remember that couch, that picture, they were all happy, that couch looked really nice. So it gets, you get this generated impression upon the mind coming from the heart, so much so that it drives a person to go get in their car, drive to the store, look at the couch, measure the couch, come back home, take a picture of the room. They actually take the couch virtually, put it in the room. They can even take a picture of themselves and put themselves on the couch. The whole sequence began where? The whole sequence began, but they just looked at one advertisement. All of a sudden, now they deem that this is like their destiny in life to have this couch. And subhanAllah, if the couch gets sold out, then there's a tantrum. I didn't act fast enough. We didn't make a decision fast enough. Why didn't we get this couch? As if there's no other couch in the world. This is the funniest thing. There's billions of couches in the world, for God's sake. But you fell in love with this one couch, and people are calling me and saying that the husband and wife are fighting because the wife asked for the couch. The husband said, can we wait a few days? Then the wife called the store. It was all sold out, and my life is ruined. How could this be? It's just completely ludicrous when you listen to the story from the outside. But it's crazy from a one perspective, but from the other perspective, you understand what's occurring, because what happens again is that the snapshot's taken by the mind, it gets put in the heart, and the heart gets driven so much so that tears are falling. I didn't get this couch, I didn't get this house, I didn't get what I was expecting. And subhanAllah, we can't even cry over our sins, but we're crying over these types of things. So it's very, very important to appreciate the pathways to the heart. And what are the pathways to the heart? The pathways to the heart are all of the organs that I listed, the eyes, the ears, the mind, all of these things. And the more a person, now what happens is you live in this bubble called the dunya, and as we walk through this dunya, we're interacting with things. And the more we look at things that, the more we see contextually the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more the heart becomes completely engrossed with Allah. We can look at the sky and we can be blown away by its vastness. We can look at the sun and the magnificence of it, and we can look at the moon, and we can look at the ground, and we can look at the Quran, we can look at the people who are pious, we can look in the masjid. All these things are systems that apply, that send a message to our heart, and they cause that tree to grow, the tree of faith to grow, and then a person becomes passionate about achieving those things. Or we can pollute the heart. We can spend time looking at the internet and spend time looking at advertisements and spend time looking at social media, which honestly, we read some wisdom on social media that's Islamic, but embedded in the middle of that is going to be 10 advertisements and some garbage that has nothing to do with deen, And likely, sometimes even things that are so bad that if you look at them, it will just automatically get into your mind and you won't be able to erase it until a big sin occurs. So what was the benefit? What was the benefit of looking at those things? Because they overwhelm us. We should be very, very particular about guarding those things that have a pathway to the heart, because we know that the heart is like the center of the, it's like the citadel of our existence. It's the citadel of our existence. We're very careful as Muslims about what we look at. We're very careful about what we listen to. We're very careful about what we speak. And all of that plays into the mind, but again, the mind isn't independent. All these different pathways are actually feeding to the mind and the heart as well, by the way. So these three things, what do we look at? What do we speak, and who do we speak with? And what do we listen to? These three things have to be guarded. And if these three things are guarded, then the proper inputs will come into the heart. And when those proper inputs come into the heart, then inshallah, it's easy for iman to grow, and it's easy for ihsan to come from that iman. That's where you get iman, Islam, and ihsan. And subhanAllah, you can feel it here. I mean, just being in the masjid, honestly, and I'll talk about this in a couple of days, but even just the clarity of mind and the silence that arises from being in the masjid, you can feel it immediately. So very, very important for all of us to appreciate that Allah has blessed us with the soil of the heart. We can plant one of two seeds in that soil. Each is mutually exclusive from the other. Each corrupts and overwhelms the other. Meaning one corrupts and the other overwhelms. So if we allow the love of dunya to come into the heart by looking at dunya constantly, by speaking with one another about the dunya, by listening to the talkers who discuss the various aspects of the dunya, then our heart becomes full of this. And when our heart becomes full of it, we don't have the passion to pray, but we have the passion to shop. We don't have the passion to pray, but we have the passion to pursue all of these things which, you know, are completely irrelevant. And the opposite is true. If we speak about Allah and we speak about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we listen to the reminders of Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we ponder the greatness of Allah and the blessing of Him having sent the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then these are the things that will be in the heart. And then so many of the things that seem impossible become easily attainable if the heart's protected. So again, very simplistically, the battle lies in the heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are able to keep our hearts pure. May He allow us to be able to grow our iman, ihsan, Iman, Islam, and Ihsan through a pure soil in the heart. Wa akhira ta'wana, anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.